I do want to officially welcome everyone to tonight's PHP Product Education Conference Call. We get together every Wednesday night, same time, same place, to talk about different health concerns and issues and nutrition and products and just to share knowledge, because we believe, again, here at PHP that knowledge is power. And so if you have someone or if you know someone that might benefit from this information that didn't make it onto tonight's call, we try to make it as easy as possible for you to share that information at a later date. One way is by having them dial into the replay line. It's absolutely free of charge, especially now with cell phones getting free nights and weekends. So after the 9 o'clock hour, have them call 212-461-8911 starting tomorrow, and this call will be playing on demand for 1 week period of time. If it's after that, we permanently archive the calls on our website under the Education tab, and you can download it onto your iPod or burn a CD or listen to it right there on your computer. And one of our favorite ways, or maybe our favorite way, is if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link directly to the conference call. So you can click on that and you can play it right then and there on your computer, or better yet, you can forward it on to a friend or family member that you think might benefit from the information.
Excellent, excellent. So anyhow, I was also wanting you to sort of let us know, how did your Christmas and New Year's go, and maybe just catch us up a little bit on how you're doing.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I had an excellent Christmas and New Year's. I spent it with my family in Texas for Christmas, and I'm sure I overate, as I tend to do when I go to my mom's house. But I say it's treat, not cheat, and that's also the philosophy that we talk about here at Platinum Health Products. We are not avid, or we're not fanatics or fanatical. Dave and I are regular people, and that's what we want. We want to attract regular people, and so I had a few cookies, I think.
Well, Amy is an extraordinary person. She's far too humble, and I think that we attract extraordinary people. However, I have a nickname for Amy's mom's house. It is the Gingerbread House. And I'm telling you, and not that her mom is the woman who lived in the Gingerbread House. That's not what I mean. Her mom is an amazing cook who makes incredible, I mean, literally, just stuff that would be a temptation to anyone. So if you just had a couple of cookies, then you have the will, iron will, and you should get some type of award for that. I am a little bit of a fanatic, and I am sort of a health nut in a lot of ways. And the couple of times that I was lucky enough to be invited to your mom's house, I didn't just have a couple of cookies, okay? So good job if that's all you had. And everybody, I hope that you also, you know, exercised good judgment and exercised, you know, restraint at the same time. Didn't let yourself be too deprived either. That having been said, everybody is looking to 2008 and saying, you know, how can I do a little bit better than I did last year? Even if I did well, even if last year was a great year, how could I make 2008 even better? And Amy, if you're in front of your computer, why don't you open up your email? I forwarded something to you there just for your reference. And so why don't we get
started on
that? Because we have something that goes out called the Monday Morning Health Minute. And in the Monday Morning Health Minute, we talked about starting the year off right. And I don't know how many people have gotten or do get that email, but for those of you who don't, and even for those of you who do, I think it might be a good time to sort of review that. It's sort of the basis of tonight's call. So, Amy, would you be so kind as to share a few of our thoughts from the Monday Morning Health Minute?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, first of all, we wanted to wish everyone a happy new year, but we wanted to really instill in everybody that you can make positive changes in your life very easily. And again, knowledge is power. Sometimes we just don't know where to start. And so Dave put together a short list of things that you can do that are really highly impactful, and that sometimes they're so simple, yet they're very profound. Would you like me to go down the list, Dave?
Well, yeah. Let's also remind people that that there should be the number one rule is no negativity. Let's make this a year where positive thoughts lead to positive action. So, I believe in affirmations. Affirmations, prayer is affirmation. Positive visualization. There's a lot of things, but I just wanted to share a couple of those. And it says, I can make 2008 the year I accomplish the health and fitness goals that I know will make my life and future better. Yes, I do have the will and the resources to succeed.
I do love myself enough to want the best for my loved ones and myself. And yes, I will be an example to those around me by making better choices and decisions and by then acting upon them. So oftentimes we have these great thoughts. We say, oh, I'm going to have this New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And we leave them in the thinking stage. And so what Dave and I want to inspire you to do is to move it out of the thinking stage and moving it to the implementation stage. And Dave came up with a list of 10 things that are quite easy to implement in your life and that really will make a dramatic positive impact.
I think what we want to do is there's nothing in our lives that should say, I won't do this, I'll try not to do that. Those are all negative things. We only want to say we will, we can, I do. And so those are good things. So this is not supposed to be a philosophy. It's not supposed to be a religion. It's not supposed to be anything but just some very friendly thoughts from Amy and I to all of you. And I'll do number one. I say start each day with a long stretch. Before you get out of bed, just a nice long stretch. Take 3 deep breaths. And as you take those 3 deep breaths and exhale, think thoughts of thankfulness. You just awoke alive in a wonderful world. And so I think that's a great way to start your day with positive thoughts, 3 deep breaths, and a nice stretch.
Absolutely, absolutely. The second suggestion on the list was drink 16 ounces of pure room temperature water upon rising.
Now, there's a people who live high up in the mountains, in the Kuril Mountain regions, in the former Georgia Caucasus in the Georgia Caucasus of the former Soviet Union. And this small group of people, tribal people, they are the longest living people in the world. And one of the secrets I garnered from them and the way they live is upon rising, they don't eat, they don't chew, they don't digest, they drink 2 nice glasses of room temperature water, pure room temperature water, and that starts their body moving again. It starts to flush things and stimulate things in their body. And so I think that we all need more water. Breaking your fast by rehydrating your body is a good thing. Flushing out a lot of stuff that might have built up throughout the night as well. So I think that's something we all could agree upon, that starting your day with some good fresh water is a good thing.
Absolutely, and most of us don't drink enough water during the day, so it's a great start on your daily consumption if you drink 16 ounces first thing in the morning.
It sounds like a lot, but wait till you see the magic it does on your body.
absolutely. Well, the third suggestion was take 5 to 15 minutes out of your day to do some type of yoga, some type of movement, meditation, Pilates, calisthenics, or just take a simple brisk walk.
Absolutely, and we all know what this is. This is to get your blood circulating. You want to get your blood circulating, proper circulation and proper breathing is very important to start your day. It's a way to get up and at and at 'em.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, number 4 is probably my favorite, or one of my favorites on the list, and that is have a green drink. on a daily basis and clean fresh fruit before any other food each morning. And this is something that I do religiously. Sometimes I forget that stretch or I forget that 16 ounces of water when I first wake up. But the first thing I do is I walk to the kitchen and I make my green drink. So I wholeheartedly believe in number four and have been implementing that one.
Sounds like a shortcut to me, but we'll accept that.
Okay, well, so I gotta add some more things.
Is it a 5-minute walk to the kitchen? Because we could combine a couple things.
No, my house is not that big.
Okay, so of course, we all know that, why is it that fresh fruit is so amazing in the morning? Well, if you look at a basic sun cycle diet, one that I sort of created and thought of and started to educate people of a long, long time ago, I guess 20 so years ago, it says that the morning fruit, the way that the trees in the morning turn their leaves, and the way that fruits in general seem to have a morning burst of what are called light reactions. So fruits are easy to digest. They're typically high in sugar, which may seem bad, but in the morning your body needs instant energy. And what better to do that than the fruit from sugar, the sugar from fruit? They digest quickly. They begin to move through your digestive tract. They're loaded with fiber, so they help to cleanse you in the morning. Along with the green drink and the water, you now have this morning cleansing that's just amazing. And so the fruit breaks down quickly, it cleanses you, it's full of live life force energy, and of course it provides that very quick source of energy in the form of fruit sugars. And so definitely that fruit. Now, I like number five. I say remember to say good morning, I love you, and have a nice day to all the people who you see that you love and care about. I mean, again, there's that old thing, you may not see them, you never know, life is funny, you may not see them this afternoon. Crazy things happen. And so never forget, start every day by expressing love to yourself with all the things you did with 1 through 4, and then to others in the form of good morning, I love you, and have a nice day. Things like that that let people know that you care.
Exactly. And the power of positive thinking is amazing. And I was reading somewhere that like the first thoughts that you have in the morning really can set the tone of your entire day. If you wake up and you're like, this is going to be a great day. Good morning. I love you. Let's have an awesome day. Or if you wake up, I don't want to get out
of
bed.
The wrong side of the bed, is that why they say that?
Exactly, that's not just an old adage, that it really...
That's amazing, isn't it?
Psychologically, there is something to that about your first thoughts in the morning. Really set the tone of your entire day.
Well, let's try this next one, everybody. Tomorrow, promise me, if we could get everybody listening right now, and there's close to 50 people on with us right now, if we could get all of you to do number six, boy, we could really start making the world a better place just with number six, don't you think, Amy?
Absolutely, and that is smile at a stranger, someone, an elderly person, a child, a young person, maybe in the grocery store, the supermarket, the weak, someone that is least expecting it, like maybe a police officer or
the guy giving you a ticket,
the guy giving you a ticket.
Smile and say, have a nice day. I don't know about the I love you.
But, we believe in... making the world a better place, whether it's through our own health or whether it's through economically friendly things that we do. And so one thing that we can do is, and do more of, and it's very easy and it's completely free, is be kind to others. And when you're kind to others, it makes you feel
better. What's more healing than that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I like to encourage everyone to carry healthy finger foods and snacks. And have pure water at your fingertips all the time. And the reason for this is because we eat poorly because we get cravings. And if the cravings we get are satiated by foods that are nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods, foods that nourish us and cleanse us as opposed to poison us, then we begin to set an amazing pattern in our lives. And we begin to accumulate. If you stop and imagine that one snack a day, 365 snacks a year, and all of a sudden you're looking at hundreds of pounds of junk in your body, and you'd never think of it that way.
And hundreds of tons of toxins that your body is having to process out because chose that unhealthy snack or you were starving and you got a thing.
And that's just the one candy bar a day, Amy. That's just the one candy bar a day times 365. Imagine the other meals you eat that may not be good meals.
Exactly, exactly.
So you carry these healthy finger foods around. We're talking about some soaked almonds and some raisins. We're talking about, you know, anything that you could think of, like sliced apples and ordered oranges. You could carry fresh fruit. I love carrot sticks and miniature cucumbers. I mean, anything that you like, a little bit of sea salt, those things taste phenomenal. Watermelon, I don't care what it is. You carry some type of a lunch pail with you in some way because you have a lifestyle, and that lifestyle is inside of that lunch pail, and that lifestyle is not at a drive-thru window. And that lifestyle is going to be way too expensive. It means driving into and buying a snack at Whole Foods or Starbucks every day. The bottom line is that you know, if you provide your own finger food at your disposal day after day after day, all of a sudden at the end of the year, you've got a ton of nutrients that have passed through your body, not a ton of fats and empty carbohydrates and toxic chemicals in the form of artificial colorings and flavorings and sweeteners, but stuff that cleaned you out and rebuilt your cells. What could be better than that? So I went on and on. I'm sorry. Number seven.
But I agree 100%. It's a way to save your health. It's a way to save money, and it's a way to watch your weight as well. Because
watch it go down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the next one is, remember that actions and words have power. Choose reconciliation over confrontation. And that is a very powerful statement.
And the most difficult thing of everything we've said so far, you could do everything else up to number seven 10 times easier than you're going to do number eight.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's
10 times more important. And so the next time that you are quick to anger, the next time that you might accidentally offend somebody, remember that the memory of those things just might last a lifetime for somebody. For those 5 seconds of failure to exercise tact, or that failure to exercise restraint, or to turn things upside down. And when you want to react negatively, try sometime to do the opposite and see what magic occurs. But it's so hard. But if you can do that, again, choose reconciliation over confrontation, then you might be amazed at the way that love comes back to you tenfold.
And
there's
help.
Love in confrontation, is there?
No, absolutely. Yeah. And there's health consequences to that as well. I mean,
resentment, anger.
Exactly, can cause a lot of health challenges. And everyone knows that stress is one of the leading causes of heart disease and many other ailments. And so if you can choose reconciliation over confrontation, reduce your stress, that overall is going to improve your health and your quality of life.
Now, those are very important things, as you said, to reduce stress and the quality of your life. Now, we're making the world a better place because more people are laughing, more people are smiling, more people are reconciling versus having arguments. But there's still that other world, isn't there, that we need to change. What about number nine?
Well, number nine says, vote with your dollars. Refuse to buy compromised foods and support those who provide quality. And so that is very, very important. When you walk into your grocery store now, I was in Texas, and I have to say I was truly amazed at the section of organic produce in a rural area in Walmart, Super Walmart. I know. Forney, Texas has organic produce in the Super Walmart grocery section.
Amazing. Right next to the organic pork bellies.
Well, I don't know about that. But, but it's like, wow, people out there are demanding it. And
they really
are. You vote with your dollars, and now Walmart is also selling like ecologically friendly baby products, organic cotton products. It's amazing, and that's because people, like-minded people like us, are going out and buying those things and demanding those things, and in turn bringing the cost down so more people can afford it.
Absolutely, and that was the whole point. And this is what the economic empowerment that I've been preaching, that people have been hearing me talking about for years, that if we vote with our actions, vote with our dollars, if we stop sending the signal. Now, I'm going to explain it, that you go on to, I ask people, how many times do you vote a year? And they say, well, I vote, you know, every 2 years or whatever. And I say, no, you don't. You vote every time you reach into your wallet, because there's somebody counting votes up in the economic boardrooms of corporations. And they're saying, we have 564 million votes for sugar frosted flakes, and we have 100,000 votes for Wheaties. And so we got to make 20 of our machines will make sugar frosted flakes, and one of our machines will make Wheaties. And when more people start buying Wheaties and fewer people stop buying sugar frosted flakes, then somebody counts those votes, because somebody has to switch the machines from making sugar frosted flakes to making Wheaties. And this is all driven by what you buy. It's not driven by what they put on the shelf, because it will stay on the shelf and that machine will stop in its tracks if you're not pulling it off of the shelf and forcing the machine to push another one forward. And that's what you do. And when you don't allow those bad products to move forward, the machine stops. And when the machine stops, they retool the machine to make something that will make a product that will move forward. Was that too much again?
No, that's awesome, and that is absolutely what we believe in. And I think that every single one of you can be proud and confident that when you buy Platinum Health products, that you are buying uncompromised food and food supplements in as economically friendly packaging as possible.
That's right. And when you buy a refillable soap, or when you buy a razor that's not disposable, when you turn off a light when you walk out of a room, all those things are consistent with what Amy and I are talk about and we believe in. It's all about being responsible and changing the world with your actions.
Exactly.
Some
of those new light bulbs that, although they cost maybe four or five times more right now, think of the amount of energy you're going to save, and the amount of greenhouse gases.
Absolutely. Now, number 10, I know that number 8 and number 9 are both very, very important. Number 10, though, really is, in my opinion, because they say charity begins at home. If you can't ever help someone else, guys, you can't, and girls, you can't ever help anyone else unless you are willing to and have begun first to help yourself. You cannot love anyone else unless you have first begun to and accepted the love for yourself. And so when you're looking at self-improvement, when you're looking at making the world a better place, when you're looking at making at changes that will make 2008 the very best year of your life, I am together with Amy asking you first to stop and say, are the things that I'm doing self-love or are they self-hatred? And if you ask yourself, if I hurt myself, am I loving myself? And this is where it starts, guys. This is where it starts, is by loving yourself enough to look in the mirror and say, you are hurting yourself, Dave. The things that you're doing in certain instances aren't right, and you could do better. Challenging myself to do better, promising myself that I will, following through on that promise, and through my actions and the decisions that I make, showing and leading by example so that other people have the strength to say, if he could do it, I could do it. And this is absolutely how we will and can make the world a better place. So, again, love yourself and others despite their faults. We are human. We will make mistakes. We'll let you down. We'll disappoint you. We'll make you angry. You have to get over that. All human beings are going to have those faults. They are going to have those situations. It's how you react to those that will define your character. And that's why we're so happy to know that the people who come and are attracted to this company, these are people, when I meet them, they're so full of love for others, and they can't have that love for others until they have learned to love themselves. So we're not lecturing to you by any means. We're thanking you for being part of what we believe in. And so these are just some of the things that we suggested that you might remember, things that you already know, and just things that you might want to pass on to others. So, again, we're not being preachy. We're not pretending like this is a religion or anything like that. We believe that these are things that have helped us. These are rules that Amy and I try to live by. And I think you deserve to know the people who run this company. You deserve to know what we stand for. And we talk about our purpose and our philosophy. This is our philosophy. This is our philosophy on life. And again, it is non-denominational. It's just about caring for others and caring for yourself. And we believe that if you want to make 2008 the very best that it can be, that it does start within you, and that you will become that shining light. You already are that shining light. People will be attracted to that light, and that is the leadership that the world's looking for right now, are people that are willing to be strong, make better choices, and to lead by example. And so I hope that this was okay with everybody. And Amy, I want to appreciate you joining me with this and for helping me to present it.
Well, awesome. I think it's very important, just as you said, because PHP is a lifestyle. We're a nutritional product supplement company, but it's a complete, in my opinion, it's a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle that Dave and I, you know, try to live and try to abide by on a daily basis. And obviously, like he said, we're human and we slip up many times, but we try to forgive ourselves and move on. And so, we just wanted to, again, you know, let you maybe get a feel, like Dave was saying, for us and the care that we take in designing the products that we put out for you. Because, again, of course, we are a product-oriented company, but we're well-rounded. It's not like PHP is a one-stop. It's not a one-product company. I think you've noticed that it's not about hype. It's about education. It's about helping the world have a better quality of life. And so what I was thinking is, for the next few minutes, that we might run down the different categories of product that, if you have been analyzing maybe yourself or thinking of other ways, like physically, you know, as far as your health and fitness goals that you would like to change, that we could run down a few things in the PHP line of products where you might want to focus or where you might want to start.
Yeah, I really was looking forward to this, and I'm sorry that my 1 through 10 took so long. I feel I got to learn from Letterman and get it done quicker. But,
Well, we have a few minutes still. So, I mean, again, I want to stress that PHP is not a one-product company. It is a multifaceted company all the way from we could specialize in weight management products. We specialize in sports nutrition products. We specialize in anti-aging, boosting the immune system products, green foods, whole foods. We even have pet nutrition. There's just so many facets of PHP that some people say, well, gosh, I'm overwhelmed. It's too much. But we were hoping that we could break down a few of those in short segments tonight to kind of help people understand and think, if they had a certain health or fitness goal, which products might be the best ones for them to start to see the biggest impact.
Exactly. And I mean, it's amazing. I think that if you could call out, let's say, okay, here's a category, two products out of our line, how could they make a dramatic impact and how quickly? Do you want to let's just do a rapid fire review of what we have to offer folks?
Okay, well, let's start out with what I feel like everybody should do on an absolutely daily basis, and they will see results and feel better. So we could call this healthy living or nutritional maintenance, maybe. And my first call on that would be green drink.
Okay, well, obviously when it comes to green drinks, we have a wider variety of green drinks. And you could choose one that is so specific to your need, because we're green food specialists. Green foods alkalize, they oxygenate, they help the body to detoxify, they rejuvenate the body at the cellular level, and so they're one of the few foods that are adaptogenic. The longer you use them, the greater the result your body gets from them. And so that having been said, you could start with a green drink for as little as a few pennies a day, like the Green Kamut Blend, which I believe sells for well under $30 for 90 servings. So that's like
right.
33 cents a serving or less, maybe 25 cents a serving. Nothing could touch it. And then we have the most complex, what you could call the Power Shake. Now, the Power Shake is a combination of several power foods, activated barley, the ultimate carbohydrate, of rice bran solubles, carrot juice, organic carrot juice, spirulina, and green kamut. And so you have sort of a, you know, more of a meal in a glass, and that is a, you know, one of those green foods. So I guess as green foods go, we have, as I said, spirulina, we have chlorella, we have green kamut, we have organic barley juice, we have Best of Greens, More Greens, and now the Power Shake. So if anybody is into green foods, you will not find a more extensive green food line or a higher quality, much less a lower price. So I think that in a nutshell, that's our green food line.
Absolutely. And I also want to throw in, Dave has an amazing educational audio CD that you can call, request that to be mailed out for free. It's called The Healing Miracle of Green Foods. He also has an amazing book called The Green Foods Bible that will tell you everything you ever wanted to know and more about what green foods do in the body and what kind of benefits you can expect to receive after, you know, starting a green food, you know, nutritional supplements. So we have
now,
a lot.
It's been said, I didn't mean to interrupt, I'm sorry, but somebody once asked me, they said, you know, many, many years ago, you said that green foods were the closest thing to a panacea that existed on Earth. And he said, I have to say at the time I laughed. He says, but now I realize you're absolutely right. And you'll come to learn that over time if you have green foods and you share them. There is no closer thing to a cure-all because it is the most common denominator that is missing in people's lives. And if you could give back what most people are missing, of course, that is going to be the most effective.
Absolutely. So that covers green foods. Also, kind of, if someone is just like, I just want to be healthier, I don't really feel bad, I just want to do something good for my body, green drink, what we just went over, and then a super potent antioxidant. So I would say the cherry. I don't know if you would agree with me.
Well, you know, there's a lot of philosophies. You could either, I say, you could go to the food pyramid that recommends that you have high quality fruits and vegetables and you know what I mean? You could even go to Genesis 1:29, where it says, I've given you the grasses of the field and the seed-bearing vines, the fruit, the seed-bearing fruits of the vine, and these are to be your primary sustenance. I think if we start with green drinks and we start with, you know, high-quality antioxidant fruits like the tart cherry concentrate Biofruit. These are things that are in a food category that are the absolute highest source of antioxidants that defend the cells and help rejuvenate. And these foods are anti-aging foods. These are antioxidant foods. These are the foods that will help our body to be strong at the cellular level. And remember, we are nothing more than a agglomeration of cells working in unison. And if you make the cells healthy, you will make the entire body healthy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what if you're a person that says, well, I'm just feeling a little run down. I don't have enough energy to get everything accomplished that I need to get accomplished in a day. We also have great things for that.
Well, I would say to talk about energy, there's two sources of energy we want to use, untapped energy, and then we want to have restorative energy. Restorative energy would be energetic. Our bodies have an adrenal system, and the adrenal system is our overdrive. It's the energy that we draw upon. It's like our reserve tank in a way. And so when we're out of primary energy, the adrenal glands carry us. They're what gives us endurance and in times of need. Unfortunately, historically, our bodies are wired that stress releases adrenaline. That is why we feel anxiety. And so when we have stress, the anxiety we feel under stress is our body releasing adrenaline. It's not the right time to release adrenaline, which is why we call it anxiety. And so, what happens is our adrenal glands get burned out. We continue to feel anxiety, but there is no actual energy associated with it. So then when we feel stress, we're exhausted. Instead of feeling anxiety, we feel exhaustion. We all know that we've gone through this pattern. Once you get to that point, there's only one thing you could do. And this was taught to Amy and I by Dr. Bernard Jensen, who died at the age of 93 after he was told he had months to live at the age of 53. And we all know that story. He's the father of iridology and a brilliant man. He taught Amy and I that if you're going to help someone fight disease, you must first give them their adrenal energy back, their reserve tank, their fighting force. You know what I mean? Their fight or flight energy. That's what the adrenal glands are. And you're either gonna have the energy to run away and be safe, or to stay and fight and be safe. And when you don't have that extra energy, you can't really guarantee your own body's safety. Be energetic restores adrenal energy, and believe me, there's probably 95% of the people out there right now listening absolutely need this product right now.
Absolutely.
If you haven't used it, of course. Now, the second energy product, Amy, this is tough to narrow this down to two.
I know.
So I'm going to have to go with activated barley because it's so inexpensive. It is the food of the energy food of gladiators. It's the energy food of the Roman army. It is an energy food used by world-class athletes all around the world today. And more importantly, it's used by the United Nations. When people are starving, they could give them 1 to 3 tablespoons a day and completely satisfy, whether it was a child all the way to a grown man, completely satisfy them and keep them from starving. There is no greater energy food than that, in my mind, in the world. So an energy food is the activated barley. And restoring energy is going to be the Be Energetic.
I'm just going to throw in the white American ginseng extract because that is really it does a lot of the same things. It helps, you know, it's very adaptogenic. It goes where your body needs it. And
that was going to be under my mind, like the brain.
Oh,
thing.
Okay.
But
the mental clarity question. Okay, sorry.
Let's
move on to another problem.
Okay.
What happened, like, if you say, I'm worried, I'm getting a little bit older, I want to do some anti-aging.
Well, you know, anti-aging, we've already covered the Tarte Montmorency Cherry. The Tarte Montmorency Cherry has more free radical scavengers and more of the bioflavonoids that help rejuvenate the skin, tighten the skin, make the skin look younger. But we've already talked about that. So for the two anti-aging things, I'm going to go with the Revivitol. Revivitol was on the cover of Reader's Digest, not the product itself, but a formula created by a doctor, was called the End to Aging on the cover of Reader's Digest. We actually got permission from that doctor to take his formula and build upon it. We doubled the potency that they said was the end to aging, added a full dose of ginkgo biloba, pharmaceutical grade, and a full dose of superoxide dismutase enzyme, pharmaceutical grade, guaranteed to enter the mitochondria of the cells. I'm guaranteeing you this, whether you're a boxer who needs to defend yourself from someone punching fast, a baseball player that needs to swing a bat faster, whether you're into video games and need to move your thumb faster, whether you just want to catch your keys when they fall out of your hand, whether you want to remember the answer to Jeopardy, whether you want to remember something that your husband did to you 20 years ago, whatever it is, I'm telling you, everything, mental, memory, reflexes are going to be improved beyond your wildest dreams with this product. But let's not make crazy promises, but people tell me I never knew how right you were until I tried it. And I encourage everyone to try this. This is the mental rejuvenator. And along that mental rejuvenation, Amy mentioned white American ginseng. This is for mental clarity and endurance. It is for physical stamina as well. So it crosses over the physical and mental energy. It is one of the few things that gives you both, and that's why it could cross over through these categories. So the other anti-aging food is absolutely the greens and the cherry, along with the Revivitol. And if you're getting older and you're not able to boy, Amy, what other than the Revive It All, give me your second favorite anti-aging food. Because
well,
Joint Flex.
Joint Flex or Heart Aid if you're having specific issues with joint, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say Joint Flex is probably the thing that is used by most of our aging customers, you know, along with Revive It All. There seem to be almost companion products. One's for your, you know, physical agility and pain, and the other one's for your mental agility. So let's go with Joint Flex and Revive It All on anti-aging.
Okay, awesome. Now what, and I'm not to cut you off here, but we need to move kind of quickly, weight management.
Management is master amino acids. Master amino acids build muscle, which burns fat. They provide excellent source of protein that is built uniquely for connective tissue. And, of course, in addition to that would be our control. Control is a tablet you take, capsules that you take prior to meals that make you feel full faster. They are just, we've got a whole call about control. It's an amazing product, and it does give you the self-control, the willpower, as well as the physiological and metabolic defenses that you need to protect you against poor eating habits.
Absolutely, absolutely. Awesome. What about if you want to improve your performance or improve your workout?
Well, with improving workout, you're talking about rice bran solubles that have gamma orzinol, loads of B vitamins for energy, a lot of fats that are healthy fats that also help you to create energy, and, of course, the master aminos that we just spoke of that are going to – and the master aminos are so efficient at building muscle that you literally could lay in bed and build muscle. And you're going, wait, that sounds like one of those commercials. No, this is a pharmaceutical-grade product. In the physician's desk reference, 36 clinical studies, 26 patents. And the reason, one of the patents is because it will help someone avoid muscle wasting. If you're in the hospital and you can't exercise, you can't move, you're in a bed, you can still have lean, strong muscle when you take master amino acids. So if it works for somebody sitting on their tuchus, it could definitely work for you with a little bit of working out.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's a bad word.
What about if you're having digestive health problems? So say you have gastric reflux or you just have indigestion and you're miserable all the time.
You're going to have a green food, which is going to do half the job, and then aloe vera is our aloe vera is for instant relief, like, I mean, absolute instant relief, and then for long-term helping is the enzyme and the probiotics. So green foods and aloe for instant relief. The green foods will obviously be a part of your daily life anyway, but the enzyme and the probiotic will help to heal that. Now, our ionic elements is loaded with magnesium. Magnesium is going to help sympathetic muscle responses. Those are the ones that will happen automatically without us having to think about them. One of them is spastic. That's why the little muscle in your throat is allowing your esophagus to open and close, and the splash of gastric juices kicks up onto the esophagus, causes a burning and a wearing away of the cells, which is really bad for you. And so the aloe and the green are going to solve that. The enzyme and the probiotic are going to help it go away in the long run. But to relax that hiatus hernia, that flippity flip, you're going to need the ionic elements added to that regimen.
Absolutely. What about if you would like to concentrate on boosting your immune system? You're one of those people that get every cold and flu that passes through the office, or maybe you have a autoimmune deficiency and you want to work on the immune system.
If you don't want to take a lot of products, take more greens, which we've loaded up with immune boosters, or take a regular green drink and take Immunomax, which is the ultimate in immune boosting. Along with Immunomax, obviously you already talked about the ginseng, which is an overall immune booster. The Immunomax is the super immune booster, actually designed to help people who are dealing with HIV. The Virusure is a product that will help you in other immune things that have to do with, let's say, cold sores, you know, herpes, shingles, mononucleosis, and some other virally induced immune issues.
Awesome. What happened? What would you suggest if you are a man approaching 40 and are worried about prostate?
Well, if you're worried about prostate, we obviously have the men's defense. I keep thinking super male for us. Men's defense. As well as, you know, there is that study, but we're going to talk about that's a thing for another time.
Yeah.
But the men's defense is specifically designed for people dealing with prostate cancer, and we have a prostate action battle plan that complements men's defense that is absolutely, in my opinion, the very, very best.
Absolutely. And then we also have a product called Women's Defense that really helps boost the immune system and is specific for female types of problems and cancers. So, that pretty much is used up most of our time here tonight. And so we just wanted to do a quick overview. We also wanted to remind everyone that the website has a wealth of information that we hope that you are taking advantage of. This was just a little small splattering of information, but the website has battle plans. If you aren't familiar with the battle plan, a battle plan discusses a condition or health challenge, and it gives lifestyle modifications, it gives diet modifications, and it gives some suggestions of nutritional supplementation to help change in a positive direction that health challenge that you might be having. Also, again, like I mentioned earlier, all the conference calls from last year are archived there permanently on the website. You can access them. You can download them to your iPod. So when you're taking that 15-minute brisk walk, if you'd like to hear anything that we said in 2007, you can do that.
Great. Well, I definitely appreciate everybody who has been on board with us tonight. I have been tracking the numbers, and we at least kept your interest because nobody went away. And the numbers seemed to grow as the call went on. So we really appreciate everyone being with us tonight. Remember, we really believe, Amy and I, that we are part of a family. We're part of a community. We're wanting to attract like-minded people. There's that law of attraction. We want to employ that to attract people who are interested in making the world a better place and making their lives better and learning to love themselves better and to love others better. And not that we could teach you. Only you could teach yourself. We just are glad to have you around because you're like us. We're trying to do that too. And we're building a company of products that really do help people, that really can change the world by making people live longer, by making them think clearer, by giving them the stamina to accomplish their goals and to be good examples to their children, who in turn will grow up to be better citizens and better people and better leaders. It just keeps going. It's something that we could build on. We're really happy to be part of it, and I humbly, truly humbly thank each and every one of you and look forward to an amazing 2008.
Absolutely. I share the exact same sentiment. So thank you, Dave, so much for all of your knowledge that you share with us each and every week. We're very privileged to have someone within our organization that is so knowledgeable and so willing to share the knowledge that he has gained over the last 20 years researching and studying all about nutrition. Again, I encourage everyone, if you've never listened to the Green Food, the Healing Miracle of Green Food CD, to request one. I believe you can also listen to it online now. That's an addition to our website, a recent addition. And if you have not picked up a copy of the Green Foods Bible, I highly suggest that you do, because that has a wealth of basic nutrition information about what this whole company was founded on, what really motivated Dave 15 years ago to start his original company. And it was all based around green foods and what green foods can do to improve people's quality of life. And so I highly encourage everyone to pick up a copy or to get a copy of that book, whether you order it through the phporder.com website or you order it through amazon.com, pick up a copy of that book. It's well worth your time reading it.
And while I did start this company 15 years ago, I don't think that it really had life breathed into it, and part of the heart and soul is Amy. When she came on board, she embraced my dream and the passion with which I pursue it. And together, we started this company, PHP, and we believe, again, that we're going to be around a long, long time, that the future is something that we can become part of, that we could change, that we could shape to make it better. And maybe that's ego, but really I don't think so. I think really it's a true desire, and if we fail, we'll fail. I'm not guaranteeing anybody that we're going to change the world in a dramatic way that's going to, be written about in the history books. But if we could change one life for the better, I think that makes it worth it.
Absolutely. So we just want to say, read your email, read that Monday Morning Health Minute, maybe print it out, cut it out, put those 10 things on your refrigerator or on your desk, and look at them and really think about them and try to incorporate several of them into your daily life, and you'll see how they can make an impactful, positive change within you, and then others will start to see it within you, and then they'll want to imitate that as well.
Absolutely, and we invited all of you to email us one or two of your favorite ways that you could suggest that people could make the world and this next year the best one ever. And so please do, you don't have to give 10, but one or two would be great. And we will share some of our favorites with you over the next few weeks as they come in. So we know that we're certainly going to be amazed at some of the responses we'll get, because you guys are amazing. So thanks once again, and good night, everybody.
Awesome. Good night. Thank you, everybody. Again, Happy New Year from Dave and I, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.